This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. The Hotels describe their music as the trashy drunk version of big radio pop. And if that's not helpful, they will go on to say that Katy Perry is a sort of spiritual leader of the band. Okay, we will let you decide for yourselves what kind of band they are. The Hotels are playing at The Cave in Chapel Hill tonight at 10. They're live with us in the studio now. Chandler Kelly on guitar and vocals, James Watson on the bass and lead vocals, Rush Myers on the drums. The Hotels, welcome to State of Things. Good to have you here.
Hi, thanks for having us. Yeah.
So how did this band get together?
Well, we were all at a Katy Perry concert and no, I'm just kidding. Chandler and I went to high school together, and he met Rush trying to put another band together. I joined in, started playing bass in that band. I moved away to college. I came back. We put this band together.
That's great. And so is this something that you've kind of always wanted to do? You always sort of imagine yourself in a band, or did this idea
come absolutely. Yeah. It was a boy band when I was a child, but yeah, now it's this. So,
and what role does Katy Perry play in your... in the evolution of this band?
It's the whole thing. I mean, I'm speechless when I think about...
Well, leave it that way, and we will let you prove it right now. Would you play a song for us?
Yeah, sure. Right. This one's called Dumb Dream, off our new record called Leslie, that's coming out in October or something.
Something good. I noticed you never could. So if we mess up on a Saturday night, I know I'm dreaming of you. I can come when I have these dreams, and when I'm talking to you, and you don't have a clue. You don't dream as much as I do. Come around. I notice when you're back in town. And then I see you with the Decatur boy, though, is clinging to you. I don't get mad, I just have more dreams. They're always dumb enough. I'm sleeping way too much. It always sucks to wake up. Up on a Saturday night, I know I'm dreaming of you. I can't keep calm when I have these dreams, and I don't know what I do. I'm so bratty to you. I just think it's so
go. The Hotels live on The State of Things. It's going to be at The Cave tonight at 10 o'clock. They're here with us now live on The State of Things at WUNC. Now, KUSP in Santa Cruz, where Mark, you know, our previous guest, Mark Rodiman, really was a DJ there. I mean, he's a GOP consultant now, but that is like the hippiest radio station in America still. They don't know the 60s ended in Santa Cruz. Have you been there?
Never been to Santa Cruz, no. We've been up and down the East Coast, never out west.
Got to get out there. It's a great thing. By the way, their mascot at the University of California, Santa Cruz, is the banana slug. It's very cool. And he was there. And by the way, he heard you playing in the warm-up, said you sound like Cream.
Cream?
Yeah, that's where we're going. Katy Perry, Cream.
Jefferson Starship.
Starship, Hendrix mixed with
that lady that wrote that song, Beer Lady Baby in OJ. Mm-hmm.
What do you I mean, there is a little bit of that kind of rock running through your. Did you listen to that stuff growing up?
Sure. Yeah,
not me. Actually, I didn't grow up listening to classic rock. It's real weird.
Yeah. So what did you listen to? And how did you get into this kind of music?
I guess Weezer is really the incredibly short answer to this question is that I was into Weezer when I was 13, and then I did other stuff, and now we sound like exactly like Weezer again.
Ten years later. Will you do that? Would you play another song for us?
Oh, absolutely.
Hotels live on the State of Things, going to be live at the Cave tonight at 10. So we got, what, Cream, Katy Perry, Weezer, and now I'm hearing a little Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, it's in there.
That's definitely been a recent influence for sure.
Yeah. No, I can see that. And so you thought about working twerking into the whole act because you move a lot.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
Yeah, especially Chandler over here.
I mean,
you know.
We've been living twerking our whole lives, so it's not about adding it back.
He puts his feet against the wall. It's crazy.
It would look great if you would do that. You are all from Atlanta. Are you all from Atlanta? Some of you are.
I'm from St. Simons.
Where is that?
St. Simon's Island. It's on the coast of Georgia.
Yeah. So you can't talk anymore because you don't have a mic. So just nod, or you could do some miming, and I'll translate for you.
Gotcha.
But it's good to know that at least one of you is from St. Sam. Music scene in Atlanta, pretty robust. Kind of a cool, good scene there.
Yeah, it's really come up. I mean, for a while, you know, it was a lot of... I mean, it's still a lot of rap music, but, you know, now we're there. Yeah. So it's
everything's changing.
Kind of this big...
Everything is changing down there.
It's better than when I was, like, a teenager, certainly. It's cooler to be a teenager now than when I was a teenager.
It's never cool to be a teenager, and everything is better than when you were a teenager. I think that's always true. Everything is better than when you were a teenager, because being a teenager is not good.
You just blew my mind.
I'm sorry. It was not good for you, and it wasn't good for me.
You're right.
we all got through it, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, and we're all here now.
Together.
Fate brought us together.
You have a song that you're not going to play now about Decatur and how what it will...
That I'm not going to play. That's true. Yeah, I'm not going to play it now.
Right, uh-huh. Right. But so I do want to alert our audience that even though we're going to talk about the song, they're not going to hear it.
Well, I just want to just kind of say that everywhere I go, people say that, Atlanta, it's great, but I went to Decatur and it was terrible.
Yeah.
Decatur is like a Portlandia skit that's like... attached like a leech to the side of Atlanta. And so the kids that went to the high school in Decatur High refer to the high school that me and James went to, or at least they used to, as Shady Grady, as if it's like some like scary place. Yeah. And they generally have this like, you know, feeling about being from Decatur and not from Atlanta. So James wrote this song called Decatur Boys that was about like three or four or five kids from Decatur.
It's like one or two.
Like specifically. But if you listen to the song, it's the choruses, there's nobody lamer this side of Decatur, there's nobody lamer than these boys. And it sounds like we're talking about all boys from Decatur. We play the show with a band that's like kids from that just graduated from Decatur High School. And the show is just like all Decatur High School graduates, like entirely, like an ocean of them. And we like finish the set and they're all like, play Decatur Boys! Decatur Boys!
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, everyone just wants the kids from Decatur just to step it up. I'm talking to Garrett Goss. I'm talking to George Pettis. Just please step it up a little bit. Please.
I just wanted to hear the name of their town. And forgive my geographic ignorance, but is this like a suburb of Atlanta?
Like east. It's like just east.
It's a first-ring suburb.
So it's like one of these sort of blando kind of places, or
it's,
not?
It's more
is it a
like,
real city?
No, it's got culture for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to hate on it too hard. I actually think Decatur's kind of cool. But
yeah.
But those two guys.
I mean, I go there all the time, so.
Yeah.
you're from Nyland, so every place is cool for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey. It is my job to give the drummer as hard a time as you can. Never give a drummer a mic. Never give a drummer a beer.
We already broke that rule today.
I know. Tyler's is grateful for us and Fridays. They actually put extra bartenders on because we bring bands in on Fridays.
Yeah, see?
They start at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So hotels, how about the name? Where'd that come from?
I don't know. I was 16. I was 16. There's a band called Neutral Milk Hotel. They're out of Athens, Georgia. I guess that's where we could start.
Uh-huh.
That's where we could finish too, because that's pretty much the whole story.
You seem to know the story better than
I was. Started at the Hampton Milk Hotel. It's just like the name hotels seems like kind of like seedier and less like sweetie pie than other things that we could ways we could name a band after Neutral Milk Hotel.
Like if you named yourselves Miley Cyrus, for instance, that would be too sweet.
Or the Katy Perrys.
I tell you what, I'm going to let you play me out. I'd love for you to do that, but I'm going to tell everybody all about you.
Sure.
And you can tell me about this upcoming album that you got coming out.
Oh, yeah. We got an EP coming out. It's coming out on Muckman Records of Atlanta, Georgia. We don't have a date yet, but probably in October, I would say. Maybe September.
Got a title?
Yeah, it's called Leslie.
All right. Well, we'll be looking for that. And in the meantime, while we're waiting for that album to come out, we can hear you tonight at the Cave in Chapel Hill. 10 o'clock, the hotels, they're going to play there. They are Chandler Kelly on the guitar and backup vocals, James Watson on the bass and the lead vocals, Rush Myers on the drums, and you can find out more about them at our website, wunc.org. I want to thank you for listening. Go to that website anytime you want. It's produced by Nicole Campbell, Alex Granados, Laura Lee, and Sean Wen. Robin Copley, the technical director. Brent Wolf is our news director. And this is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachel. Once again, the hotels.
something else and I'll build you up. Either way, as long as I'm with you. I don't even notice when you're here, 'cause I'm so dumb and you're so weird. But you always call me when you're gone. Tell me that you miss me and your mom. Oh, bump snow and rain and ice. Bump your face, don't be so mean. Take me to jail, we'll throw away the key. The cars, the bars, the boys.